Yo, greetings from the island of Trinidad and Tobago. I'm Just Jace, your Trini technician and CEO and station manager of 4 Elements Radio. Big up to my boys at the Hip Hop Digest. Big, big, big respect, you know what I mean? We all have that love for real hip hop. Real hip hop, real hip hop, real hip hop, real hip hop.
Hip hop is going to continue to live and strive and evolve because there's a lot of people that care about it. And also considering the state of our world and the different things going on in the world now, I think there's going to be a time coming soon when we're going to have to step up.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest. It's your man, DJ Kurt G.
Don't forget about your boy, Bagari Black.
And fuck all that. It's E Color. What's up, y'all?
What's good?
What's good?
Actually, we should pull out the whole goddamn gray line on King Killer this week. The whole fucking gray line.
About a Greyhound, Trailways.
Out there in the land of Frank Sinatra.
He did it his way.
He's starting to like it out there.
Yeah. That nigga, he been out there a little bit.
Fucking lounge lizard and shit.
Yeah. I guess he likes that motto. What's done in Vegas stays in Vegas, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. But you out there with wifey, so ain't too much, you know, different happening.
Wait.
So anyway, as you heard, we got a guest on the show filling in. Bagari Black, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's happening, Hip Hop Digest family? I'm chilling.
What's good?
Appreciate you stepping in on short notice and a late night for y'all.
Yeah. You got stuck over there in that L.A. traffic.
Yo, it was for real today. For real. You hear me?
That shit's crazy. So I can't.
I've been out here a little over 3 months, and I've missed that for the most part. But it gave me a taste today.
There's a surprise, nigga.
Oops, foul surprise.
Yes, sir. So without all that shit, I'm going to be King Killer. Like, yo, let's get into these topics and shit. And being that tonight, recording night, is the release of Birth of a Nation, just thought we'd bring that up a little bit and see if we still had any interest in that and see what people's thoughts were at this time.
Well, yeah. me personally, I'm going to go ahead and check it out. I'll check it out and see what it's all about, see if it's any good or not. I know all the controversy around the director and all that, but I'm still going to check it out.
Yeah, that's a funny thing because he just got caught out there again by Robin Roberts, a week before the shit's about to come out, which is still just incredible to me. I'd have just laid low and let the movie speak for itself, but, you know, he got to do what he got to do. And I'm interested in seeing what the receipts are going to look like, to be honest with you, because you got all these people saying, oh, I ain't going. Well, not all these people, all these females. I ain't going, but I will be interested in seeing what the receipts were the first week, you know, numbers looking like.
Yeah, a lot of people probably might not go, but the bootleg man might catch a little
money.
Downloading all that shit.
That's such a fucking problem to me specifically, feeling like that's such a problem. We go fucking to the movies to see all this other shit, but fucking go to the bootleg man to see our shit. That's crazy to me. What you think,
yeah,
Bogart?
I'll feel you on that, man. Not only, first of all, let me say, the views and opinions expressed by Bagari Black is not those of the Hip Hop Digest show, because I need to get y'all dudes in the clear, man. But there's a lot of social justice warriors out there, too. It ain't just females boycotting this man's work. There's a lot of soft-ass dudes out there and shit, too. But I do want to say, though, that I saw Nat... I call that man Nat Turner. Nate Parker. I saw Nate Parker do an interview on the Breakfast Club, and I'm a little bit disappointed to find out that they're not going to depict the full wrath of Nat Turner, you know?
Don't do it!
Oh, okay, you don't want me to say that? I haven't seen it, so I don't know if I'm spoiling anything. I'm going to just shut the fuck up.
No, I mean, don't shut up. I mean, I'm a dude. Like, if I'm going to pay my money to see a movie, I don't want to hear no spoilers.
All right. It was just some omissions in there that I thought should be in there. Fuck it.
Let me draw back a little bit. Let me bring my irritation back a little bit, because it's not like it's a fucking fiction. It's not like you can't really know about his story. So, I'm go ahead, brother. Do you?
Well, Nat Turner killed a lot of white women and children in real life, and Nate Parker left that out. I felt like that was kind of him compromising the film just a little bit. That's all. That's all I was going to say.
No, it's all good.
He didn't want to piss off some of the viewers. That's probably what it was about.
Well,
yeah, maybe, but I feel like if you're going to tell the story, man, tell a whole fucking story.
That's the way it should be done. Tell the whole story.
Yeah, well, I saw a clip of something recently. I don't know. I was watching, and this kind of ties into black cinema and TV and shit. I was watching Atlanta, which I don't fuck with Donald Glover as a rapper at all, but I really do fuck with Atlanta. And there was a scene where I think his cousin's boy was in the shooting range, and he was shooting at a dog, like a police dog, right? Like the poster thing. And all right, the white dudes in there was wilding. They were like, "You can't shoot a dog." You know, they was bugging. But then there was some Muslim dudes beside him, and they came over was like, "Yo, how you gonna be talking with your racist self and you shooting black people and this, that, and the other?" And they showed the poster of the black dudes and the Muslim that they were shooting at and stuff. So y'all gotta give Donald Glover some credit. And I know that's not Nat Turner, but it does relate how he's taking liberties on his show. I really like it.
Now, can I ask you something, man? Is that shit worth watching? Because I've only seen one clip of it.
In my opinion, yes. There has been one episode that really made me wonder, like, what the fuck is this one about? It was something about his girl, and no disrespect to that, but it just didn't tie in. It didn't relate. But overall, generally, yo, I fuck with it.
All right, I might have to fuck with it, man. Just on the strength of your recommendation, man.
But I mean, yeah, I'm gonna give my recommendation, but that's all.
If it's some bullshit, I'm gonna call you out on Twitter, man.
He's gonna let you know if it's some bullshit.
I don't give a fuck. it's still gonna be good to me. You know what I'm saying? I never say because I fucking like something, somebody else gotta like it. I'm just saying I like it. If somebody doesn't, then I ain't mad. You know, call me out though.
All right. Well, just like you like the Get Down and King Killer gave it a C minus, right?
Oh, he gave what a C minus?
Get Down.
Hey, King Killer, I'm calling you out, man. You a troll, my nigga. You trolling me, man. I don't appreciate this shit. But anyway, go ahead though.
Well, no. Since you brought that up, I happen to think that King Killer just was on some differentness with that too, because you know, goddamn well that the Get Down is not a C, nowhere close.
Minus, he said C minus.
C minus, nigga, you barely passed.
I was trying to give it a little credit.
He gave it a pass. He said he was gonna give it a passing grade. He gave it a C minus. But you know how he is, though. He wants that shit to be so authentic.
Let's call it what it is. He's just on some different shit with that. There is no way that show is what grade he gave it. No way.
He wanted it to be extra authentic, B. That's what he was looking for. Authenticity.
Nah, it's
to the
TV,
fullest.
First of all. You're not going to get absolute authenticity unless you go to the Black Museum up there in D.C. and see some authenticity. You know what I'm saying? Authenticity or whatever the fucking word is.
Oh, man. This nigga hit him with the edumacation, man. What are you sipping on over there, man? You fucked up.
Yeah, you know, King Killer be doing it weekly, so it's my turn to step in and do that shit. But
that's what's up, though, man. But hold on, man. But see, here's the thing that I got. Here's the problem that I have, man. King Killer found out what a troll was, and I think he's trolling motherfuckers, man. I'm convinced of that. So he gonna have to explain that C minus. Plus, he gave Straight Outta Compton a better score than The Get Down, and I think Straight Outta Compton deserved not a C minus, but lower than The Get Down. You know what I mean? So King Killer, man, I'm calling you out, bro.
I know you was you was really hard on Straight Outta Compton.
The more I watch that, the lower I score this shit every single time. And anyway, look, I'm not finna go into that. We got other topics, so I'll talk about that shit some other time, bro. But yeah,
you let it go, bro. It's TV and movies, man. You gotta let it go.
Nah, man, I'm a realist, man. I can't let
it. It is not gonna be historical unless it's a documentary, and even if it's a documentary, it's gonna be slanted to who made the documentary and what they're trying to display. So unless you do the film, I don't know what to tell you, bro.
Hey, man, I'm like Old Dog and Mendes, man. Fuck that. I ain't letting that shit ride.
Oh, shit. Yo, oh, you got your gat on you?
You got your gat?
You know it. But yeah. All right, moving right along on the King Killer Bus Line episode. Speaking of movies, it's movie week. Shit. Not that All Eyes on Me is out this week, but it's coming out real soon. And it coincides with the 20-year anniversary of that movie, doesn't it?
Yep.
And then you know what? I just hope. Just hope that it's better than the Biggie joint.
Yeah. But it doesn't have to do much to be better.
I'm hoping that they don't disrespect Pac the way they disrespected Big.
Yeah, I don't know. The clips that I've seen makes me okay with wanting to see it.
Okay.
But that's the clips.
All right.
I mean, the clips made me want to see the Notorious shit, but you can see how that turned out, man. It's a trailer, yeah. Man. They're gonna show you something
that make you want to watch the shit.
Right. And I am the digest, you know, Pac stander, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely was a Pac fan.
Oh yeah, you're
I will be looking
fan.
At it with the I'll be 50-50 because again, I understand that it's a film that somebody's making, but I can't look at it like, yo, this is Pac's life. I can't allow myself to do that or else I'll be pissed.
Now hold on, E-Color, now I gotta call you out. Why is that acceptable?
You why is it acceptable?
Like, yeah, why is it acceptable for them to take like liberties when it comes to filmmaking? Because it's like, why not put a white guy in there as Tupac then? I mean, like, where do you draw that line?
Well, so you're bugging by saying that. That is just that's outlandish.
My point is, like, where do you draw the line, man?
You draw the line at the point of what kind of story they're trying to tell. If they got Pac in there wilding, looking stupid and silly and bugging, then, you know, then nobody's trying to see that because we know that wasn't Tupac. But if they got Tupac going too hard, we're not going to want to see that. Tupac was a very complicated dude. So it's going to be interesting to see, again, because we already saw what the Notorious movie looked like. You know what I'm saying? That was terrible. And I'm going to call it that. If it's that terrible of a Tupac movie, then I'm going to call it that. But I'm not out here asking them to do a documentary.
Clearly fabricate some shit that you know didn't happen, or they omit some shit that you know very well happened. It was a pivotal moment in Pac's life. I mean, why would you accept that, you know?
Okay, so here's why. How long is your ass going to sit in the theater?
Yeah, you can't have a 10-hour movie.
You can't. But when you start making shit up, you know, like, what if they put a scene in there? Like, what if they try to imply that Tupac got raped in jail or some shit like that? When we know that didn't happen.
Come on, man.
I'm not saying Don't say because that Straight Outta Compton movie has some shit in there that you know didn't fucking happen. And you know, but you say, hey, it's a movie, let it ride.
It depends on what they riding. It depends. It depends. I don't look at Hollywood to tell me historical stories, B. I just don't do that. You can't. You cannot do that, or you will never watch anything.
C minus. I'm already calling it C minus.
Damn. He is on record.
Pac was this, like you said, Pac was a complicated dude. He was the living embodiment of God and the devil all in one. Because that nigga could go from one extreme to the next. Literally. So quick on you. So it's going to be, I think it'll be hard to try to make a film and try to get inside his head in any type of way, to me.
Now, here's the thing with the whole Pac shit, though. And I agree 100% with what you just said. So why not just document that in the film? You don't have to make shit up, you know?
But they might do that. We don't know yet.
But that's my problem with biopics. They don't have to do that. Pac's life was so interesting. You don't have to make shit up, you know?
Well, the NWA, you're forgetting one small giant thing.
I'm sorry.
It's
hold
a
on, man,
fucking movie.
I think we were talking over each other, man. Say that. Start over.
I said you're forgetting one teeny tiny gigantic thing.
All right.
It's a movie. It's a movie. Period. And in movies, motherfuckers take liberties, like that fucking movie, let's just say JFK, right?
I didn't see that, but
do we know that there was some motherfucker sitting on the bench talking to that lawyer?
Yeah, I understand where you're going with it. I'm saying I'm right with you with that. As far as it's just a movie, but like I said, I'm with Bagari Blackwood. Don't be making shit up. If you go tell the story, I know you can't make a 10-hour movie, but tell the story correctly. Whatever parts you do put in there, make sure they're correct.
What biography or biopic have you ever seen that was fucking 1,000% accurate? Tell me.
None of them, and that's the problem with Hollywood. And that's my beef.
So if I'm writing, that chitlins taste like shit and they smell like shit when you walk in the house, then you know it's chitlins, right?
First of all, I don't fuck with chitlins. Let's get that out.
But
the
you
way.
Know what chitlins smell like.
On record. Right? I don't eat hog shit, man. That's hog shit. Hey, all y'all niggas out there, hog maws and shit, stop it, man. Stop the bullshit.
You done hit a nerve, nigga.
But. That's just some nigga shit. But yo, check it out. I hear what you're saying, though. But that's like if I wrote a biography on Tupac. You can't take liberties. I can't just fucking add some any old bullshit that I want to just because I'm the author of the book. I mean, if I did that, you would look at me crazy, man. A biopic is just that. It's a biography, man. It's
Bogari.
A biography. About
as much as I love the autobiography of Malcolm X,
okay,
do you not think that Alex Haley took liberties in that motherfucker?
If he did, fuck him for that.
Damn.
you hardcore, B.
And I have that book. I've read that book twice. So, I mean, if he did take some liberties in that book, then fuck him for that. Because what you're doing is you're distorting history. You're trying to... Yeah, y'all guys had a term for it. You called it what's it called, man? Y'all know
revisionist history.
Revisionist history. That's what you're doing. So if you make a movie about a historical figure and you start adding fiction to it, it's no longer based on fact to me. You know? So, you know,
right,
C-minus.
Right.
I'm calling it fuck it. I could talk about this all night.
You are going to see the movie, and you are going to give your opinion of said movie. That's all.
It's already got a C-, so it can only go down from there.
Damn, it could go up.
Yeah, I think what they're doing is they're banking the fact that dude looks a lot like Tupac, and they just resting on that laurel. I think they're just going to rest on this laurel, and then you know. I don't know, man. Fuck it. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, man. Let's keep it moving, man.
Let's try to keep it moving.
You're going to fuck up my viewing of that movie, B. That's what you're going to do.
That's my aim, man. I hope I fuck up your viewing of that movie.
Then I might as well go ahead and get it from the bootleg man then.
He said you know it's going to be some bullshit already. Don't even waste your motherfucking time.
I'm willing to bet $100 that movie is going to be straight A bullshit.
Damn, I'm going to have to wonder, am I going to take
this bet? That's a bet he can't lose, because in his opinion, it's going to be bullshit.
I'm saying, in your opinion, I bet you that movie's going to be bullshit. I'm willing to bet money on that, man. You didn't like the Biggie movie.
You know what?
I didn't like
right
the Biggie
the
movie.
Fuck now, I'll take that bet if you putting it out there.
I'm putting it out there.
There it is.
Hip-Hop Digest Show, y'all heard me?
No. Right. If I don't like the movie.
If you think it's some bullshit. Now, you know you can come in here and make some shit up to get that money.
No. I'm going to be real. This is real.
I'm a man of my word, man. If you honestly like it, then fuck it. I'll pay you up. But, I don't think you will.
And if I honestly don't, then I'm going to just,
all right. That's deal? It. Y'all heard it.
Deal. It's done.
C-.
Yeah, all right. Well, you give it, if I give it anything above a C-, on the real, not on some bullshit, just giving it a grade.
I didn't say a grade. I said if you think it's on some bullshit, then
okay. So fuck the grades. Either I like it or I don't.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Damn. I'm saying if you say it's on the Notorious level. You know what I mean?
Okay, I think if it's on Notorious level.
Level, and you're going to agree with that.
I'm agree to that.
Yeah.
All right, y'all niggas can set up y'all side bet after the show. Next time.
I tried to move on. Y'all heard me, goddammit. The whole Hip Hop Digest family heard me try to move on. I said, fuck it. Let's keep it moving.
All right, so we sat on that for a minute now. And let's talk. I know there's another topic that can switch on some West Coast shit, but since we're talking about the 20-year anniversary of that joint, which is funny because there are three albums that came out 20 years ago that all start with the score, the blueprint, and the coming. Fugees, Jay-Z, and Busta Rhymes. I mean, are they classic albums? I mean, I know y'all gonna jump on the blueprint. Oh, y'all both you Jay-Z niggas.
Wait, hold on, my nigga. First of all, it's not the blueprint. It's Reasonable Doubt. I gotta correct you.
Yeah, you are. It's Reasonable Doubt.
Look, I just know I'm gonna win $100.
the blueprint came out later.
Right. Reasonable Doubt. Excuse me for all y'all Jay-Z fans.
Arguably Jay-Z's best album. The score and the coming by Busta Rhymes, and I also want to add in UGK's Riding Dirty because that's a down south classic.
Yeah, Riding Dirty, nigga.
There you go.
Yeah.
Damn, that's 20 years.
20 years, man. Shout out to Bum B. Shout out to Jay.
Ripping on that leather and wood.
So have we decided as hip hop folks that 20 years is the litmus, the point? I'm trying to get my King Killer on right now. Are we saying that 20 years is when we celebrate these joints? Or, why 20 years?
Because that's just a milestone moment, I guess. That's probably the only reason. Because 5 years later, it'll be 25 years, a quarter century. So I guess you could go there and say 25 years, but I guess because hip-hop is so young, I guess 20 years is an accomplishment.
Right.
I agree with that, and I also want to add that 20 years is a significant mark because if an album is 20 years old, that means somebody actually grew up on that album, and they're probably an adult at the point from the time they first heard it to the time, you know, between its release. You know what I mean? So, like, somebody was born in 96. If they bumping that album in 2016, that's some grown man shit. See what I'm saying? So,
well, if they was born in 96, they probably didn't listen to the blueprint unless their parents listened to it.
Nah, Reasonable Doubt, man.
I'm fucking up because I was hurting. He said the blueprint. You said the blueprint, so it's in my mind. That's what it is. But yeah, Reasonable Doubt. They probably not bump. They didn't bump that.
No, but I'm saying though, if they bumping it now.
Oh, they're bumping it now. Yeah.
So you know,
I'm bumping Nas, Bulgari, and that's gonna fuck with you.
To the Reasonable Doubt. What's that? I didn't catch that, man.
He said he ain't bumping that. He bumping Nas.
Man, you a hater, man. Stop with the Jay-Z hate. Y'all go get enough of that shit, man.
I'm on record. Man. I'm on record for as long as there's been a Hip Hop Digest show. I'm on record to say that I maybe like 3 or 4 Jay-Z records. B. I just don't like that dude. I listen to Sky Zoo over Jay-Z any day.
The funny part about that is Sky's got so much influence from Jay-Z.
I know Sky's that, but he sounds better than Jay-Z to me.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Okay, okay. A lot of influence.
All right, well, that's your opinion, okay? You know, hip-hop is objective, but...
It is.
There is no doubt that Reasonable Doubt is a classic. I don't care what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's a definitely classic. That's definitely a classic, my nigga.
I will bow down in history.
For you, it's not a classic. I will point that.
I'm not saying that Reasonable Doubt is whack by any stretch of imagination. I'm not saying that. But it ain't in my list nowhere. Mm. It ain't.
You's a hater, man. You's a hater. You's a confirmed hater.
Damn, I haven't been called that in a while, but thank you.
You proudly wear that.
Wear that proudly. Yeah. I'm not on that track, B. Sorry, but I'm not hating. But if you want to say it,
even King Killer, if he was here, he would have to acknowledge that is a classic album. He might even say that's Jay-Z's only classic and his only album that he liked.
Well, I guess he'll say it next week when he get off that love boat. And I'm not talking about that DC love boat. I'm talking about
All right, so Vegas, it's confirmed. E-Color gives reasonable doubt. C-.
C-. There you go.
The whole show.
There you go.
All right.
Hey, he passed. Shit.
He said he passed.
No doubt. No doubt. So this week, I know King Killer is probably planning quite a tribute to this gentleman who passed away recently, Rod Temperton, the writer of Thriller. One of the greatest records ever written.
He wrote a lot of shit. It wasn't just Michael Jackson. He wrote
no doubt.
For people you don't even probably even think about that you didn't know he wrote that shit.
No doubt. Well, and again, I'll save all that till
next week. The King Killer get here.
Yeah, we just giving due because right. It was recent.
We'll give him his props. Rest in peace.
No doubt. No doubt. What else we got here? Oh my goodness.
There's a leftover topic.
Huh?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
There is a leftover topic that I asked E-Color about maybe a couple weeks ago that y'all never addressed, so I'm going to bring it up now. Because you guys were talking about ghost writers a couple of shows ago.
Right.
And I asked on Twitter, I said, what percentage of a rapper's rhymes must be ghostwritten in order to disqualify him or her from being an MC? That seems to be a major topic these days, and Grandmaster Caz was on record earlier as saying that he feels that he was slighted by the stolen lyrics on the Sugar Hill Gang's Sugar Delight. So,
I don't know if you guys my nigga, what's it called?
What's what called?
Oh, DJ, you called him. He said Sugar Delight.
Yeah.
I said Sugar Hills Gang Rappers Delight. Didn't I say that?
There you go. Nah, brother. When you listen, you'll hear yourself clearly.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, man, I'm sipping on some champagne too. So fuck
oh,
it.
There you go. There you go.
And niggas listen, right. Niggas well, listen to
anyway,
the show like
Rappers
what the
Delight
fuck?
Is what we're saying here.
Hey, I can own up to my mistakes, man. You're the one in denial over there and shit.
Oh, no, I'm not denying that me saying the blueprint is fucked up. Africa. I said that. But me saying C- for reasonable doubt, I'm sticking with it. Velcro, my nigga.
All right. So with that being said, though, so what's y'all opinion on that, man? Like, should an MC not ever, ever, ever have a rhyme ghostwritten for him or her?
For me, it depends on what part is ghostwritten. If you're ghostwriting the hook, okay, that's all good. If you ghostwrote the whole shit, then you can't be no damn MC.
Even if it's just one record?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Like whole one verse of one song, is that too much?
The whole record, you just spit somebody else's fucking verses. The whole entire record. None of that's you.
Right, just one record.
One record? Whew. I'm going to have to give you some demerits. I'll give you a pass. But I'm gonna give you some demerits. It depends on how good your other work is. If you're just
right.
If you're just an average MC, you're disqualified. Now, if you're excellent at your job, and you just took a day off and let a nigga do your shit, okay, I can give you a pass, but you get some demerits for that.
Okay, let's say Fresh Prince is Summertime. There's a lot of rumors.
He doesn't even count.
Been confirmed. No. How you gonna say he don't count?
Because there's a lot of his shit that got ghostwritten. He's already been disqualified as being an MC. I mean,
right. Hence the question. So at where do you draw that line? Is it one song, two songs, three songs ghostwritten, four, five, six, seven?
For me, I'll give you a pass on one.
That's all you get.
That's all you're getting from me.
Just one song?
Just one from me.
One song.
But if it's ghostwritten, so you might not know. You know what I'm saying? You might never know, because back in the day, niggas got ghostwritten shit, and niggas ain't never find out.
Nah, there was a dude on Twitter I was going back and forth with for a little bit, and he tried to justify it by saying that an artist's momentum needs to be kept going, so it's acceptable to be ghostwritten for, even Rakim. I asked him, does Rakim need a ghostwriter? And he didn't respond to that. So I guess I'm asking, like, if Rakim had if he had two songs in his career ghostwritten for, would that be too much for you?
If I knew about it, yeah, that'd be too much.
Yeah, if you knew about it, all right.
That'd be too much for me. I still like him. I'd still like him. But as far as being as my top of my list, he getting dropped.
Yeah, that's the power of being an MC, is writing your own shit, yo. That's where hip-hop comes from. I'm the man, and I'm going to tell you why I'm the man. Not have somebody else tell me what to say I'm the man. Or woman, you know what I'm saying?
I agree.
So, I think I'd give a one and done. One time, because somebody might be like, yo, I know, I love your joint. I love the way you do it, and I wrote this for you. And then they hear it and be like, yo, that shit sound like me. And they spit it. I might be okay with that. I'm not saying I would be like, yo, that's the shit. But I'd be like, okay, I understand. Because he said, yo, so-and-so got the writing credits for this, blah, blah, blah. But if you try to hide it and it comes out, then that makes it a little bit bad. You know what I'm saying?
That kind of ties into the whole Rod Temperton Thriller songwriting deal. So Michael Jackson got a lot of props for a lot of good songs that he sung, but most of them, a lot of them were written by other people, but you know, he got props as a...
He still is one of the greatest.
Well, hold on, singers. Sir, because in R&B, pop, country, and all that other shit, they don't typically talk about how great they are at what they're doing. They just do fucking songs. So we already know, and we've said this over and over, that in other genres of music, or genres, as King Killer would say, yeah, you under the bus, nigga. when people do that, we don't expect Beyonce to write our song. Sorry, Beehive. We don't expect Whitney Houston to have written those songs. We don't expect a lot of people. Now, there are some people that we have expected from the past. Yeah, we expect them to have written. But in other genres of music, it's totally unlike hip-hop. It's totally unlike. It's different. It's a different game, totally. So I don't fault Michael Jackson or any of those other people for having what do you call them songs? What did King Killer call them? Reference records.
Reference tracks.
Yeah, we don't really hold any weight to that, because again, like I said, they're not on records singing about how great of a singer they are, or whatever. They're just singing about some shit that somebody wrote that they just sound good singing it. That's part of the game.
I've made a very astute observation in hip hop over the years of me growing up. And one thing that I know is all these standards that people claim or that people live by in hip hop, a lot of people don't live like that. Even the legends, man.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And when they get caught, they're going to get called on it.
They get caught, and like I said, we'll call them out. They said, if we find out that Reasonable Doubt, the whole shit was ghostwritten, guess what?
I'm going to say, that's why it's a C-.
I'm still going to say, oh, I still love that album, but Jay-Z gets knocked down a notch. He gets knocked down.
Right, I feel you, but it's like the whole, I know King Killer going to have a lot to say about this shit when he come back. But the whole standards or whatever that is supposed to be laid out, there's a lot of rules broken by the people that grew up in this shit, and I don't think that's talked about enough. Because if there's no fronting allowed, if no biting is allowed, then there's an awful lot of that shit going on. I ain't talking about just now. Now, I'm talking about in the 90s too, you know, in what I consider the golden age. You know, there's a lot of people biting styles, borrowing rhymes and shit. And
well, this is where King Killer would call you out, because Jay-Z borrowed a lot of rhymes from Biggie, Pac, and a few others, where he would just say they, especially Biggie, he used a lot of Biggie's lyrics in his rhymes.
It wasn't just Jay-Z though, man. Cameron, a lot of people do it.
A lot of people do it. But I'm just
That's
saying.
What I'm saying. So if these so-called standards exist, man, motherfuckers need to start living by that shit. That's all I'm saying, man.
Well, let me ask you this then, because we know from all the way from day one, hip hop has been copycat all the way, copycat. So if right. you got somebody singing the ba diddy ba and somebody does that because, you know, they're not doing it exactly like my man, but they doing it. Is that biting? So you got Public Enemy, who's the shit. And then you got all these other groups trying to talk about black empowerment, all that kind of stuff. Are they biting? Then you, and so on and so on and so on. Now, is biting like being exactly like the motherfuckers, or is being on the same lane biting?
Now, hold on. First of all, let's constitute what same lane means. What do you mean by same lane?
Like he was saying, so, like back in the day, I know where you're going. Like back in the day, I remember Public Enemy came out. And when Public Enemy went platinum and started making money, it was a whole bunch of groups coming out.
Sounding black empowerment.
Not just black empowerment. Niggas was trying to steal Chuck D's voice. They was trying to rap like that nigga.
Yeah. Like who? Name names, nigga.
Oh, that nigga.
That's King Killer was like. That wasn't a joke, my nigga. Name names.
I'm naming the boy from what's that? That Fight the Power, not Fight the Power. That Power joint. I got the power.
Oh, you talking?
Oh,
about,
wow.
He tried to sound just like Chuck D.
Snap.
That snap, nigga. Yeah, that nigga. He tried to sound just like Chuck D. The way he was rhyming.
Turbo B.
Turbo B. Yes.
Like that.
Yeah, he's trying to sound just like him the way he was rapping.
The cadence.
Quality, I possess some, say I'm fresh.
Exactly. Right.
Like, yeah. You think that sounds like, he sounds like Chill Rob G.
I mean, he did steal a lot of Chill Rob G, but he was trying to sound like Chuck D in there too. Just the way he came off on that joint.
Okay, so you saying he, all right, when you say same lane, you mean the cadence?
When I say same lane, I mean black empowerment, trap, getting girls, whatever. That's the lane. But when I'm talking about straight up biting, I'm talking about sounding like, acting like, being like.
So you mean like on some Bone Thugs, Crucial Conflict type shit?
Yes, yes. That to me is like biting.
Well, yeah, to me that's obvious biting.
It's a hay in the middle of the barn, huh?
Right.
That was obvious. But yeah, like I would consider that biting there. I haven't listened to enough Turbo B to compare him to Public Enemy though. But he,
just that one song. Just that one song that he was really going in. I thought when first time I heard it, I was like, what? This nigga is really trying to go in and trying to imitate Chuck D.
I don't know, my nigga. He sound more like Chill Rob G, man, than Public Enemy, man.
I got a little bit of both. Regardless of either one of you are saying, he was biting.
He was biting regardless who it was.
He was biting somebody, but I'm saying Chill Rob G. Y'all saying Chuck D, so, you know.
If you listen to the record again, just listen to the way his cadence is. That's what I'm talking about, Chuck D.
Quality. I possess some, say I'm fresh. That don't sound
exactly.
Like...
Exactly. That's biting right now.
He's biting. Listen to... You got to listen to Chuck D. And listen to some of the early Chuck D shit. Not during that time. Listen to that. Don't listen to Chuck D now. Listen to that early Chuck D shit.
Public Enemy number one.
All that shit.
All right, man, I'm going to go back and listen, man, because it takes a nation to
the very first Public Enemy album. Shit. Listen to that.
Hold on, man. I think we was talking over each other and it cut us both out. What'd you say?
The very first Public Enemy album. Listen to that.
All right.
Bum rush the show.
I don't know, man.
All right, well, check it out. We're going to move on to another topic that you brought up that we, I don't know if we addressed it well enough for you, but you mentioned ageism.
Yeah, speaking of Public Enemy, man, what's up with Flavor Flav? Well, hold on. Oh, I'm jumping the gun here. ageism in hip hop, man. But I mean, that ties right into that Flavor Flav bullshit ass video. But
I'm gonna have some words for you on that. But let's first talk about what exactly. Let's leave Flav out for just a few moments here. What do you mean about ageism? What about it?
Well, I mean, this topic has probably been beat to death, man. But the Flavor Flav shit made me question this shit again. It's like ageism, like discriminating against motherfuckers because they're older in the game now. And why is that still a fucking thing, man? It's like somebody tried to put hip hop in a box and bottle it up as like the fountain of youth or some shit like that, man. When mainly, really on the cool, all the motherfuckers that I fuck with now, or some motherfuckers from the 90s that I grew up on, or motherfuckers talking about some grown man shit, regardless of their age. You know what I mean?
Oh, Jesus. Son, let me shoot this motherfucking elephant in the room with a fake gun. It's for you PETA folks out there. That shit that Flavor Flav made is fucking garbage. You understand?
Obviously. Garbage.
So I don't know why, first of all, I don't know why you said that to me. But why?
Well, hold on, wait, my nigga. You ain't even gonna throw me under the bus. You knew I was clowning. I hit you with the LOL, and everything. I was just, that was just the last topic I was throwing out there just to be funny, man. I don't give a fuck about that video.
Okay, I know, but you said that it ties into the ageism.
Yeah, ageism, because the Flavor Flav is old as fuck, and he's trying to cater to the youth or the what's popular at the time, which is this auto-tune shit.
Yo, I don't know what the fuck Flav is doing, and don't know what the fuck Flav ever been doing outside of the scope of Public Enemy. For real. Man. You know what I'm saying? So for him to
So are you saying that Flav should get a pass for making that joint?
No. Who's saying that?
Oh, you talking to me?
I'm talking to you.
No. The reason I tied that shit into ageism is because I feel like Flavor Flav feels like he has to cater to these fucking young mushmouth motherfuckers out here by auto-tuning some bullshit. Ageism, man. You know what I'm saying? He's Bugari, an old man in the game.
You know motherfucking well ain't no young boy gonna listen to that.
They ain't trying to listen to him do that shit, because that's not what they expected.
It's terrible.
Plus, it don't even sound good.
If it were good, if it were good, even then I'd be like, damn, Flav, why? Like what you're saying. But just to look at it for what it is, I wouldn't even fucking address that. You don't know how many times I scrolled past that shit. You know what I'm saying? Just looking at a couple of comments, I was like, no, Flav, no, I can't think of you any worse, B.
But
I can't do it.
That's why I say it ties perfectly into the whole ageism thing, because he's older, he feels the need to cater to the youth.
But he should.
That's
he
what the
even,
fuck they listening to. Bullshit, like that.
Okay, that's what they listening to, but that don't mean he has to do that shit.
Exactly. That's my point.
He don't have to do it. But fuck? On the other side of that is, if okay, let's say you are an older cat and you still could do it. Like, let's say like Fat Joe, he still can get in that lane. He can still make a little music and cross over a little bit. Even Jay-Z could get into that with the trap music and rap over that type of shit. He still can get in that lane and still do it and still sound competent doing it. But Flav, goddamn, son, that shit was nasty.
Of course it was. Course
it cannot
is,
be
man.
Supported on any level.
Nah, no, of course not. And trust me, man, I've scrolled past that a few times, man, but I broke down and I finally clicked on it, and I'm like, it was hilariously bad. So
yeah, let me share this shit.
So let me ruin something. You like ruining motherfuckers' day, don't you? I see you.
You like one of them folks that like you buy some food or something.
You like pissing the niggas popcorn.
You're like, yo, this shit terrible. Taste this shit. And I'm not the one to be like, oh, okay, let me see.
Like, I seen the look.
Like, damn, you said it's terrible.
I seen the look on your face, nigga. I don't want to try that shit.
Right.
I feel like if I had to suffer through this shit, I might as well bring somebody else.
You see, you one of them niggas. For the rest of the day. You one of them niggas. I'm eating lemons. You eat some lemons too.
Misery. So
I'm a crab in the barrel.
Ageism.
God damn it.
let me touch the topic of ageism, and try to see if we can figure it out. Okay, so we got old heads that really care about the shit, like us, right? And we call ourselves elitists, snobs, and all this kind of stuff. Why do we do that? Why do we call ourselves elitists and snobs?
I mean, because we got standards. We got standards and codes and shit to this shit.
Right.
And when we have expectations and when motherfuckers don't live up to that, we turn our nose up to it. That's why.
Got you. Good point. So, you a young boy. And you thinking that your shit is the shit, right? And you got somebody with their nose all the fuck up in the air, like some kind of Duke Wellington type motherfucker that don't even want to look at, can't see you. Who is in the wrong here? How do we fix that? Because we looking all up in the air, we can't see the shit beneath us. And the folks that are, and I don't mean that literally, I mean that figuratively. And then you got the people who listen to the shit that they listen to that they love. And we're calling it trash, so we ain't even got a space to get in to try to show them something different.
Okay, allow me to use an analogy here, because I see exactly what you're saying. So I'm gonna say this, man. And music is objective. I get that, but to a certain degree, it's art, right?
Right.
Yep. So
I could look at, let's say, the Mona Lisa, for example, or not. Nah, fuck the Mona Lisa. Let's say the Sistine Chapel, right? Great work of art. I don't think there's anybody out there that would deny that, and if they do, to each his own. But now, let's say I got some retarded motherfucker making turkey paintings with finger paints, you know, and they just tracing the outline of their hand. You know what I'm saying? That's art too. It's shitty art. Objectively, I'm saying this, even though it could be seen as subjective, but you're not gonna look at this turkey drawing with the stick figures or whatever the fuck this retarded motherfucker's drawing.
It's mentally challenged, my brother.
The views and opinions expressed by Bakari Black are not necessarily those of the Hip Hop Digest Show. If this retarded motherfucker is finger painting,
damn,
you can't compare that to the Sistine Chapel. All right, so yes, I'm turning my nose up, but I think I have a right to do so because
but when you gotta teach,
it has to be drawn. There's good art and then there's bad art. If your shit is this bad and you don't know it, fuck it. You know, that's on you. Where do you draw the line? That's all I'm saying.
Well, I'm saying we can't draw a line by just saying your shit sucks.
I can. I do it all the time, man.
Damn.
He's a true snob.
I understand that.
You're not going to sit up there and tell me that Lil Yachty or Yahtzee, as King Killer likes to call him. You're not going to sit up there and tell me that shit don't suck, man.
No, I'm not going to tell you that.
But he
I'm
also
tell you it sucks.
But it's some young boys that think that shit's great.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But I'm saying it's some young boys that think that shit's great.
Exactly. Hell, including him.
I would say that person's mom was drinking during the third trimester. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say about that.
The views and opinions.
Damn.
No, but seriously, on a serious note, though, man. I'm gonna be dead ass serious for a minute, man. Like, honestly, man, the little Yahtzee dude, he's been getting a lot of pub lately. I've clicked on a couple of his videos. He's doing the stereotypical mumbling shit over auto-tune type shit over a trap beat, right? I mean, somebody somewhere is gonna like that. But somebody out really like to the extreme also. Right, he sold Vanilla Ice, sold 10 million albums.
He did.
Somebody's wrong. Somebody's wrong there. Somebody fucked up.
Well, he sold 10 million albums because it was just a popular ass song that came out.
It was commercial success. Commercial success.
But the thing about it, at that time, we never said he was great at it.
Never. Not even
somebody,
his dancing.
Somebody did though.
I'm quite
somebody,
sure.
Somebody
commercially.
Commercially,
that, right?
They thought he was great.
Who?
Commercially, they thought he was great.
Well, somebody thinks Lil Yachty is great. So that means that shit is great just because. All right.
But here's the difference, though. And I don't know if it's black or white, but we're still saying Vanilla Ice. How many motherfuckers have we forgotten already from this new shit?
Yeah.
That's my point, man. They all sound alike, and none of them sound good. So, I mean, y'all could call me. Y'all can say I'm over snobbing and shit, but I don't really think I am because, you know, if you don't have a standard, then where do you draw that line between saying something that sounds, oh, that's great. Michael Jackson's Thriller is great.
But that's why on this show we're trying to separate these niggas. We're trying to get them to get the fuck out the hip-hop lane, period. Do
or
your own
as
thing.
We say, our motto is talk about what's bad. And show what's good.
Yeah, we at the end of the show we talk about what's bad, but at the end of the show we play what's good. This is what we. This is the examples of what hip hop should be.
Okay, well, exactly, no doubt. I get that, but yeah, Color, you was asking me how can I tell somebody who's listening to this over here they shit is bad with my nose in the air? That's why, because some shit is just clearly bad. I mean, you heard your man Lil Yachty say he don't even got a rhyme. He can grunt and groan over a beat and get the party turned up. To me, I mean, that ain't even fucking art, if you ask me. I mean, it is, but it ain't. So,
but you know why I'm not mad at him? Because he did not say, I'm the greatest MC out here. Well, he did say he was better than Tupac and Biggie, didn't he? He was the one that said that, right?
Oh, I don't remember.
One of them said it, but generally, he didn't pull a Lil Wayne. I'm the greatest rapper alive, which was some bullshit that everybody fucking ate like it was government cheese. But
okay, but what
you know, as long as they ain't saying that shit, I don't give a fuck what he's talking about.
I'm gonna use your own argument against you. Let's use Lil Wayne then. He said he's the greatest rapper, the greatest rapper alive since the greatest rapper retired, and a lot of people bought into that shit. Are you gonna tell them that they're wrong if they think
I've been
that
doing
Lil
it
Wayne,
since then? Yes, I am.
Okay, well,
and you know what I do? What I do is I say, and you might have heard me say this. I say, don't let me hear a record. Show me the motherfucking lyrics of what the fuck he's talking about. And there's just like that, crickets.
Yeah.
Crickets. Because he could say all he wants on a record. You can say all that he wants to, but when you put that shit on paper, what the fuck are you talking about?
It sounded good at the moment.
And it might sound good when people sipping on some shit in a club, decibels at 10 million. But
okay,
you sit
well,
down
allow me to play E Color's advocate then, about, because you just said not too long ago, how can I turn my nose up at the young boy's music?
Right. But you're not also not finishing listening to the rest of what I said. I said, yes, I would tell them that Lil Wayne was some shit, but I would say, let me see in writing what the fuck he's talking about. Why you saying he's the greatest rapper? Now, them other dudes, they not saying they the greatest rapper. He said I could say yeah and get the party lit. I don't give a fuck about that. Go ahead. Say yeah 6,000 times on the track. I don't give a fuck.
But I can still say that's bullshit because it sounds like straight literal bullshit.
But he ain't saying that he's the greatest rapper or MC. He didn't even call himself an MC, so I don't care.
I'm not even saying that either, but I am. I think I reserve the right to say your shit is bullshit, sir. That's all I'm saying.
This is the bovines in the house.
Yeah, moo like a motherfucker, right? So
no
yeah.
doubt, okay, well, no doubt. But really okay, so shit, all I'm man, saying is for us snobs and elitists in hip hop and all that kind of stuff. At some point, if we want this shit to last longer than us, then we gonna have to teach it. We gonna have to show it. We gonna have to explain it. That don't mean everybody's gonna give a fuck. Cause some motherfuckers will be the same. I don't give a fuck about them old shits. But somewhere along the line, there's a kid that's going to be like one of my daughter's little friends who loves to listen to our show. He listens to it. He's 18. He's a young rapper. He checks us out. And he understands. And he's feeling it. He's not like, oh, you all old. Y'all suck. Taylor, I don't want to listen to your dad. Feel me?
I got you.
If we were straight negative, like always like fuck that shit and not play shit that we think is real, then we would probably be less effective. Feel me?
I got you.
I got you, man. We're on the same page, really, man.
No
You're
doubt.
Just making
no
this
doubt.
Shit difficult, but.
But we still gonna call shit shit.
Right. Right. We still gonna clown niggas if they making bullshit. But I also like to add that it is a lot to you, Igri. There's a lot of young boys out here doing that real shit.
Right.
There's a lot of real hip-hop out here because I hear it on the daily. I'm listening to it. So there is a lot of real shit out here, and it's young boys that's getting it. And they don't feel the bullshit either. They ain't down with that shit either. So hip-hop will continue past us because there's other generations that gets it.
Okay. I just put it out there. Because we don't want it to die for real.
No, you know what I'm saying? I don't think it's going anywhere. I don't think it's going anywhere because it started underground and it stayed underground. It's just some of the shit got commercial and popular. And then when the popular shit took over, then niggas got radio love and made a little money off this shit and it just blew up. And some of them niggas never looked back. They're like, fuck that underground bullshit. I'm trying to make money. And whatever it is that I got to do to make money, I'm going to do that.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right about that. And with that being said, I like to say shout out to Lowkey. I just got hip to him maybe last month, and he made a comeback. So all y'all like that real lyricist shit, man, check out Lowkey. Kurt G, you probably already heard him, man. You up on all the new shit.
I try to stay up on, on most of the shit, but it's hard, though. It's a lot of niggas out here. It's a lot. it's tough, even in the underground. It's tough to stay up on everybody.
No doubt.
So, with that being said, Kurt G, you ready? You got the albums of the week?
Oh, you trying to throw me in the bus? Nah, I'm good. I'm ready.
I was just pulling the King Killer, man.
He tried to get me. I'm ready, though. Vroom, vroom. That nigga tried to roll me. But, all right, this week we got Dots, Bring the Soul Back. That's Dots, Bring the Soul Back. And we got Minds One and DJ Iron Phaseology. That's Minds One and DJ Iron Phaseology. And the instrumental joint is Sob Around the World. That's Sob Around the World.
Yo, B, I'm looking forward to hearing the Sob Around the World because, goddamn, that Joe Harvey last week?
Yeah, I had to put the Joe Harvey under there.
Jesus.
Yeah, that was flavor. One of the listeners wanted to know who that was. I had to hit him back with the email, let him know who that
was. Hell yeah. That was crazy. I'm still listening to it.
Yeah, it's flavor. And it's free $3.99 on Bandcamp. Yep. You can go in there and download it for free.
Yep, and I caught it on SoundCloud. So it's out there for $3.99. Get it today. And on that note, come free King Killer.
Say free him, right? Yeah, he gonna have some shit to say next week. You can guarantee that.
Yeah,
you
can bring it on. That's
it's gonna be a stone
absent,
cold blast.
Yeah, Mr. C minus in the house.
Oh, the right. Bus continues.
He out in Vegas hollering Yahtzee. But anyway, thank you for coming on the show with us, bruh. We appreciate it. And, you know, any last words for the show?
Nah. Shit, man. Just keep doing what y'all doing, man. I'm proud of y'all boys, man. Y'all been doing this shit since, what, 2006?
Yeah.
Hey, y'all doing y'all thing, man. And I hope bigger and better things come y'all way, man.
Oh, we appreciate that, sir.
No doubt.
We definitely appreciate it. We doing our part. And, having faith in people like you and other folks to check us out, you know, it just keeps us going.
No doubt, man.
Well, that's what's up. I will holler at y'all.
All right, baby.
Peace.
One.
Oh, wait a minute.
You going beg? You going beg?
Yo, so, you know, that being said, I got to get back into the marketing shit, back to the begging strips. And I appreciate a few folks, and I'm forgive me for right now not knowing your name and saying your name, but I will definitely shout you out on Twitter. For the people that actually have given us comments and ratings, appreciate that. For real. So go to our website, hiphopdigestshow.com. If you listen to us on Stitcher or iTunes or any of the places where you listen to us, please just give us a mark. Just click on one of them stars. I don't care if it's 1 through 5. Click on one of them joints. It's free. Appreciate it.
All right, now that we had our infomercial. I'm out.
Like Russell Simmons.
Thank you and good night.
All right, y'all.
Peace.
One.
Where my people from, who lay in defeat, her fatal shots, ain't no taser gun, the cops got off scot-free, we gave an ultimatum then, said all lives do matter to the nation's citizens, we won't just trade our lives for you to make dividends, not staying in the same predicament, we want voice loud, these black and browns, they can't avoid now, this is going out to all of humanity, not conquered from without, till from within, it's obvious, we gotta get it in, to all my baby mothers who were struggling and hustling.
man. He left you for another chick. You ain't giving up on your kids. All the downtrodden and forgotten in the foster homes. I'm here to let you know you ain't just driving on your own. All the trust fund babies. Hope you know the value of a dollar. It wasn't just too spoiled by your father. All in together now. It's gonna take all of us to build the house. They say it takes a village, then we build a town.
Transitions, nigga been on the mission. Wanted the self, I hunted like El Boogie. Shit been different now. My style guy, body changed traditions now. New beginning now, trying to make my mama proud. I'm in a city where they gentrified humble ground. I mumble underground, railroad Harriet. With a mic, ah, watch how I carry it. Trying to understand, just bury it. I etiquette with cane assist. Asada took wounds for me, not to be coon. I stay black, my lock antenna feeling ancestor. Protesting, don't understand. Trying to get about the city wage minimum. Sick to my juggler. I'm scared to be happy, fake niggas coming up. Image Mr. West, no college, never drop that up. Funny how I relate to it, the queen scholar. I go harder, standing rain, custom the pain. Nina piano, damaged women of color. Women of color, damaged women of color, yo. I've been in the city for way too long. I done see my mama hustle, it's way too strong. Had to learn the hard way, I couldn't grow up on my own. Met my niggas in my city, niggas hating, let them do it.
Hate is for all, cause even on my off days I've been working. Look, I ain't religious, but I swear that I've been churching. See the stone surface, I polish it to a golden hue. Old blood pumping through my veins, bump the woman's crew. I keep it true in truth, catch the flu in the booth. So six since about six, minus six, that since burst I'm ground and solid rock that fissure and split earth got girth proper plan plus homie we get the weight on. So if you playing us then we ain't wait on. It's going out for all the kings and all the pawns, all the people all along, all the weak and all the strong, all the folks that's been awakened, the folks that's been slept on, all the leaders and believers, deniers and deceivers, all suppliers of the knowledge they derive from all the grievance. We applying what we seeing through the pen and the leaf, and this for all that God took and the ones that it kept reading. We arriving to the point where we feel we about to go in the REV. O-L-U-T-I-O-N.
Purchase a ribbon from the BLM mission. It's worth it to put your bid in. We committed to a purpose, not just scratching the surface. It's the hidden colors, three documentary digging dirt up on murderous magistrates and subversive gibbons. Francis Crest said it best to suggest the curses. Inherent fear of genetic limiting. Apparently staring at Diblin and stealing children from livers and kidneys. Hurts us as a human village. The natives are restless. The bigger kids feel inhibited. Creative differences. Hazmat's village. I figure it's the baby boomer die off. Basmati rice. Kill off diet. Maybe soon to cry out. Vice squad. Kill off for God's body image. Made in the likeness of the menace. My people get up off your all's good slaughters and fight the itis and arthritis. Start to bring back the daughters. This instant become a free to write. I'm out to be a smarter martyr, but harder.
They killing us off, diamond thinking we targets of a Jew. They kill a brother, they have nothing to say. Just another said they leaving family straight. Hey, when will it change? This need to change. We need to change. We want to change. With each shot, you want answers. Each shot, you want answers. Another shot, I'm still standing. Staggered, but now I'm staring right at you. Like, how the hell could you possibly add? I ain't gonna manage your every move and decision. Now I'm just a statistic.
I rose from the concrete, cracking the rubbles. The penny pinching, the pots of pissing, a piece of the puzzle. I marry gravity, casually conversate with insanity. Flirt with tragedy, fucking reality. Sleeping insanity, I'm adamant. Poetry peddler, taste the monologue. I am God, I am bullet, pissed flesh. I am raw, sun-kissed. Festive bubble burst with a mind that's out this surf. I smite the Blue Klux Klan and send my windpipe verse.
Should I start? Take it from the top on the block. Running round from the cops selling rocks. Hard-headed teen out in Queens running crazy. Didn't give a fuck, no drama could faze me. Getting high, getting drunk on a late night. Packing guns just for fun till daylight. In and out of trouble. Little nigga just surviving in the jungle. I learned not to be a statistic. Don't be on bullshit and handle your business. Never be a follower, always be a leader. Went from taking the fiend's money to now I got the re-up. What a difference a day makes. 24 hours, the streets is mine and I got the power. My crew is deep, nobody can stop me. Every other day I go uptown to see Poppy. cause I wanna buy them out. Always on deck, nigga, even in a drought.
My gun's black, work white, beat the rough life. Double the price in the drought, that's the hustle ride. We gotta get it how we got it, it's the rough life. There ain't no pension where we from, gotta hustle ride. My gun's black, work white, beat the rough life. Double the price in the drought, that's the hustle ride. We gotta get it how we got it, it's the rough life. There ain't no pension where we from, gotta hustle ride.
Money passed around all night, change hands. In and out of pocket to use the weight grams. Make sure it ain't dirty, make sure it ain't marked. Hurry up, change it up before you see them fucking knocks. And you know they ain't playing fair, giving you a charge for an old that ain't even there. You better stay in the house. The hood be hot when we play cat and mouse. Can never seem to escape. It's hard to climb over invisible gates. Just keep pushing, just keep pumping. Watch for the bitch ass niggas that be fronting. Be smooth when you do it. Make them show and prove it and move it before you lose it.
My gun's black, work white, beat the rough life. Double the price in the drought, that's the hustle ride. We gotta get it how we got it, it's the rough life. There ain't no pension where we from, gotta hustle ride. My gun's black, work white, beat the rough life. Double the price in the drought, that's the hustle ride. We gotta get it how we got it, it's the rough life. There ain't no pension where we from, gotta hustle ride. It's throw a die in the streets, that's why I throw supplies. Since the youth rolling with older guys who roll the pies. I never sleep, keep swollen eyes and keep the fiends higher than a roller coaster ride. When I'm throwing mines, this shit is crazy. Spazzing on niggas daily, mixing Henny and Baileys. I'm raiding these bitches' panties, nigga. I won't stop till I'm a Phantom Whipper. The 5-mic manuscript off the wall like a candy flipper. An Ivy League scholar who studied the street smarts. So when the D's holler, I'm covering feed marks. Covenant fly, getting low down, you know my style. New York is my backbone, my only home clown. Spitting these poems while pitchers pitching my stones now. Got bitches cleaning my stones, the side's going down. From Staten Island to Queens, my team hold it down. Fiends lined up from Audubon to Polo Grounds. So pay homage, generals being honest. I settle beef with the llama piece to my nigga Comet.
My gun's black, work white, beat the rough life. Double the price in the drought, that's the hustle ride. We gotta get it how we got it, it's the rough life. There ain't no pension where we from, gotta hustle ride. My gun's black, work white, beat the rough life. Double the price in the drought, that's the hustle ride. We gotta get it how we got it, it's the rough life. There ain't no pension where we from, gotta hustle ride. We gotta hustle ride. Ain't no pension where we from, gotta hustle ride. We gotta hustle ride. Ain't no pension where we from, gotta hustle ride. It's the rub life.
Let's go.
Playing on my pottery of dirt so I could bloom in the green. Took a lot of fees but still chase American dreams. Cause a little bit of me is what America needs. Use my little bit of pull and try to favor the cheese. Over beats we rotisserie the words that you preach. I'm that nigga that fuck beauty, beast. Rocking the robe then drop jewelry, peace. Pocket in my each one teach. Yo, remain beautiful, something like duck confit. Overreact, my regret is further than your reach. And I revoke your preset, it's nothing like the bees. On an attitude of please move on it. Came back, seems a true want it. Way I rock, call it crew vomit. Throw it up, can't breathe from it. You can smell a previous beef, now eat from it. Everything you trying to be, but can't stomach. Stomach. You was made to be something, so I live for nothing. You was made to be something, so I live for nothing. You was made to be something, but to be something. To be something, you was made to be something. So I live for nothing. Crack like
Cadbury, round Easter, came split the ship to pieces. How I gallop over tracks to live a dirt from Preakness, Maryland, hasta la vista, you all weakness. Blaring, my mamacita, seed up, two plush, treat up, don't make me have to shoot. Got my feet up, bleed guts, I demand the truth. So when you look away, remember I'm looking at you. Got the heat clutch, fireman, rifleman with the idle pen, so inspiring. Watch game expire them, use you as the range when I'm firing. Bang, toss your brains in the frying pan. Wifey went from crying, now she buying in, higher in, leaving off my juice. Chicken turn higher hand, geeking off the goose. Rugged raw, I applaud, otherwise move. My enemy's enemy is my man, proof.
With the mega blast, these niggas, what the fuck? Yo, Superman, the elephant man, the invisible marshmallow, abominable man. Got one thing in common, they can't stop the man.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's the man.
Saying, yo, I'm like the OG, original man, molded from sand and sea, with all power in hand. Only one was discovered on each continent. That's seven original men, and I'm one of them. You tell the Batman, Black Spider-Man, the Black Iron Man, Black Man, African, American. Look there and there I am, put there to wear the brand, good hair and spandex pants. The cape came with a job, the job is not a 9 to 5, it don't stop round the clock. Work 365, 24/7, 1400 minutes, 86,000 seconds. And you still fall short to the record. The record never ended, it kept spinning consecutive. Back to back title tracks, Tyrannosaurus rival match, Brontosaurus sparking the rock. On top tall buildings, kick a billion rocks. Still the building blocks, built blocks, blocks built buildings, and buildings get crushed to rock. When we rock, the third rock is stopped. Midair and we just left and right there.
Rappers is comedy where the good guys die. You rappers not harming me, let's see if MCs fly. E equals no equal MC. Spell must cry for how blind you really are. Now poke yourself in eye. In my mind, I sign my soul. You will find a rhyme that goes. You were bound by the pitiful eye. Crown this guy with shitty flow. Go back to your castle of wax shit. Fake kings get slapped quick, bitch, by this Knox Rock classic crack shit. Real blood, not catch a packet. My ranted antics spit fire at you ratchet asses. And then I smash your glasses. Was part of fuck off and die. Don't you understand, you bastards? I have you walking away from the cliff backwards. They crack up laughing like, look, he looks like smashed tarantulas. And I stomp through your garden of Eden when you wasn't even breathing. You mistreated like a kid who passed on trick-or-treating. You Ethiopian flow, bro, you ain't even eating. With flies all around your belly, how you don't gel well with your jelly? Bruh, you ain't even ready. Why you even speaking to me? Speak again, you breathing funny. Blue and X, I'll get the money. Knots, kill this fucking dummy.
I teach the truth to the youth. I say, hey, youth, here's the truth. Better keep you strapped up. I mean, I don't give a horse piss, pig, flying fuck. So fuck you, your moms, and your home can get these nuts. Your daddy, he know what's up. I'll fuck him up, too, with a two-piece. The peace, too, and show him what a beast do. Turn the shit to beef stew, potatoes and all ahead. Bustle, I'm Picasso, the wall. No trying it all, I'm proving the brawl. A lot of y'all sucker fuckers want me to fall off my throne. But, bitch, I'm in my zone. Better leave me the fuck alone before I get your ass gone from that one phone call. I'm the man.
Here's the man.
I'm the motherfucking man. Yeah, I'm the man. I'm the man, this motherfucker I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, this motherfucker I am.
Ladies and gentlemen,
when you push a man beyond the limits, it's time we strike back, y'all.
Revolutions.
Organizing game plans, walk through life, observing mayhem. I'm rocking all states, so my fans be up in safe hands. I take stands with my team, construct a plan, plus move with my mind and try to find another land. On a search for my soul, but seize my life is controlled by propositions aimed at my submission to live in prison. These fake snakes and jakes be on a mission. They wanna kill sons and pull guns without permission, with no assistance. Put you down at close distance. You need to have respect for existence and listen. Subliminal tactics with facts got you conditioned. Brainwashed with ill intentions and bad religion. These politicians be neglecting ghetto conditions, cause campaign commission is their only premonition. Tradition's sinking, and it's time for us to rise. You can see the revolution in the MC's eyes. Yeah.
The revolution is on, it's time to rise. You push us to the limit, now we got to draw the line. Let's all get together, son, and reach for the skies. You can see the revolution in the MC's eyes.
United with fam, the hand and plans on our arrival. Some said, don't waste your time, yo, that mission's suicidal. Saw a vision deep when the lights are gone, pondering survival. Rivals face to face, delays the taste of wasting time and psycho. Cause I was told the bones of old injustices have a way of rising from the tomb, plaguing nations with the silent doom, letting violent coons while at noon, killing the rise from the womb, consumed in loss of loot to prostitute our essence. So now it's here, the message wasn't listened to. Mandate passed, now a chosen few can't get in school. It was written true, but who's to think the sticking move is mental too? Now who's the fool? The revolution's all around.
Living
you
through this trifeness, I try to fight and keep it righteous, and try to show my people that we living through a crisis. Laws collapsing, and media's like pornographics, exploiting the masses, plus teachers corrupting classes with doctor textbooks, and history is backwards. Government raising taxes, liquidating assets, checks they skimming, since evil money was invented. It's time to rebel, I've been pushed beyond the limits, and at a time the stress on my mind's been inflicted. To live in this foul, corrupt world, I've been convicted. These laws are wicked, promoting nuclear projects, a million empty pockets, and niggas is building rockets. Let's all get together, y'all, and stop it. Bring the revolution once the words of a prophet,
and unlock it. As my peoples evolve, the system seem to seesaw. I'm thinking Star Wars and rebels. Dark lords and devils. The charge of spark before my birth, the levels never even. The government was scheming, now we easing for the get back. Yeah. Operation Double Life, cool, move past the setbacks. It'll take a better trap, I see past the mass delusion. The media's collusion with political abusing. The empire's crumbling, now wars are fought in ruins. My point of view is screwed a bit, my skin invites unruliness. With hooligans in three-piece suits to ruin movements. The wind of discontent is bent on ending this existence. The echoes of the past exact the grim shit we live with. It's parasitic, breaking down barricades without limits. Some pawns are timid, falling prey to every day living and dying slow. The tide ain't really high, it's low. A violent foe lurks, relying folks to high control. I taught the season lead, but instead I'm sitting the same shit cause my skin holds melanin. I'm gelling in for immediate plans of action, and my reaction,
it's time to rise. You push us to the limit, now we got to draw the line. Let's all get together, son, and reach for the skies. You can see the revolution in the MC's eyes. The revolution is on, it's time to rise. You push us to the limit, now we got to draw the line. Let's all get together, son, and reach for the skies. You can see the revolution in the MC's eyes.
Building up my conscious mental enlightenment, I'll be fighting with the voice in the back of my head, making me write this shit, deciphering my essence and questions that keep me guessing of how to stay strong, learn my lessons and keep progressing. My intellect with beast on the set, y'all niggas hit the deck and intercept this plan laid down. You think the Hitler set you, it's the Holocaust. It's time we show force and tap the source, reinforce the way of life I'm willing to die for. You look in my eyes and see my fam that I cry for, but careful planting seeds, I seen these evil men breed. So take heed to my words before you lock up and stranded. I ain't asking for the revolution, y'all, I demand it.
It's time we rise. You push us to the limit, now we got to draw the line. Let's all get together, son, and reach for the skies. You can see the revolution in the MC's eyes. The revolution is on, it's time to rise. You push us to the limit, now we got to draw the line. Let's all get together, son, and reach for the skies. You can see the revolution in the MC's eyes.